Today, there's a trend towards immersive and interactive experiences in all forms of entertainment. Actually, the Ensemble Chamber Group, Musicians of Malwick, has been ahead of the curve. For over 20 years, they've been performing music in historical buildings that were inhabited in the same era the music was created. They just released a new CD, Hyde Hall and the Silver Goddess, Operatic Brilliance of Auber, Bellini, Meyerbeer, and Rossini. The CD was recorded at Hyde Hall in Cooperstown. It's a space where the same music was performed when the house was inhabited by the Clark family in the 1830s and 1840s. Combining history and music is what drives Malwick's founder, Anne-Marie Schwartz. After graduating college as a music major, the Schenectady native joined the Albany Symphony Orchestra as a violinist. At the same time, she took a job as an overnight host on a local classical music station. The radio station permitted her total access to their extensive musical library, where she discovered a treasure trove of over 20,000 albums, many of which had been forgotten. Inspired by her discoveries, she enrolled in SUNY Albany and earned a master's in the self-created field of early American music. In 1999, she formed Musicians of Malwick, which devotes itself to performing historical music at area venues, but especially at historical sites. For 21 years, they've been the resident company of Schuyler Mansion and play regularly at the Ten Brock Mansion in Albany, Cralo in Rensselaer, Hyde Hall, and other historic sites. The idea for the CD came about when last year the pandemic forced a Mother's Day concert at Hyde Hall to be canceled. Doing research for the performance, she was granted access to the historic building's vast collection of transcripts of 19th century operas. She found another treasure trove of neglected music. At the suggestion and with the support of Hyde Hall, they produced this CD. It was a gift and a windfall for which I am eternally grateful, she says, as she praises the hall's executive director, Jonathan Maney, and the entire staff. It might seem an odd association, opera and early 18th century American music, especially in rural upstate New York. Schwartz explains that in the early to mid-1800s, the nation was devoted to opera. They couldn't get enough of it, she says. Since the Clark family was extremely wealthy, they, like other prominent families, frequently had social gatherings centered on chamber opera presentations. She says to play those same concerts where they were performed almost 200 years ago is a rare and unique event for both performer and audience. The sense of place adds warmth and beauty to the experience, she says. Just as important, she believes these feelings transmit to the CD. There's something about the authenticity of the music and the sight of the performance that reaches out on the CD, she says. At the request of Hyde Hall, a locally created piece is included on the CD. The Adsigo Polka is a piece written in 1847. Its inscription describes the work as a tribute to the young ladies of Mrs. Coates Seminary in Springfield, New York, which is near Hyde Hall. Schwartz says it captures the flavor and the lighthearted mood of the era. A few days ago, Musicians of Malwick held the CD release party at Cafe Lena in Saratoga. It was another historic combination. Cafe Lena was established in 1960 and is the oldest continuously run coffee house in the United States. It's the mecca for lovers of folk music. Schwartz says that when during rehearsals, as they heard the fiddle sounds in Otsego Polka, it was as if the piece might have been created with Cafe Lena in mind. It's a lovely thought that a punk of a string can connect hundreds of years of music. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.